Of course, it's not the only reason. Israel founded and funded Hamas back in the late 80s as a counter to Arafat. So Israel was the one that encouraged them to exist. I think they thought that Hamas was going to take all the money that they gave to them and turn around and fight Arafat. Instead, what happened is they took all the money and built institutions in Gaza and in the West Bank as well. This is clearly an economic reason for doing this. There's enough natural gas under the waters of Gaza to supply Israel, illegally, by the way, with enough natural gas for 20 years. So Israel's busy stealing the Palestinian resources, and they're doing that under the guise of somehow Hamas is a terrorist organization. You know, as an American, back in the 1700s when we were fighting our war of independence from the Brits, I'm sure the British would have thought we were terrorists.